Unknown, unknown, it's the unknown, unknown preacher.
This episode is brought to you by the Black Farmers Hub and by Peanut and Zeb's Grocery Stores. Both serve as a platform for Black farmers and food and beverage makers. Inspired by their family legacies with a mission to provide a platform for Black and Brown farmers, support their work by visiting thesweeterjuice.com as they consistently advocate for food sovereignty and assist with alleviating food apartheid. The Black Farmers Hub and Peanut and Zeb's Grocery Stores. Who's your God? We walk through life with titles and labels, seeking approval, but no one is able to know success is really a fable, cause silver and gold is the lie he told. After careful consideration, I came to this conclusion that money is our God, but we worship by illusion. See, money is first and materials are next. And when we get the mansion, we think that we are blessed, but it adds more stress out of fear to have less. Instead of giving it to God, we give the world our best. We're not in church because we're in the office, and the thing we praise, we saw and bought it. We're chasing the bags, but we're still feeling sad, and we're chasing the bags, not knowing what we had, and our life is looking bad, but we're still chasing bags. See, we follow the wealthy and we frown on the poor because the demons are screaming, more money, more money, more, more, more. There used to be a time when kids played outside and they didn't receive trophies just because they tried. Is the trophy your God? Is your car your God? Maybe it's even your home. There was a time when we could be alone, but now we're never alone because we're being monitored and controlled, and our master is the smartphone. And our hands are greedy, but we're supposed to be smarter. And looking in the mirror gets harder and harder. See, I wanted my time to be family time, but I couldn't miss work. That promotion was on the line. Is it a crime? I think it is. Because when I was at work, the devil was with my kids. Who's your God? To God be the glory, and welcome to the Unknown Preacher LA. I'm your host, the Unknown Preacher, Mr. Lonzo, just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Amen. Hey, that was a poem I just put together, inspired by that awesome event at the gate. And it just reminded me, and a lot of people didn't know, I've dabbled in poetry for years. In 2014, came in first place in the town of Chapel Hill in their poetry contest. So it just, that experience at the gate just sparked something in me, and straight from the heart. And hey, a big shout out to K-Town. Christian Hip Hop did his thing. I named everyone two episodes ago, but I forgot to mention my man Sosa Brown and Nick Is. They did their thing, and more to come on Sosa. Hey, he agreed and is the next artist at our next event. And I'll talk a little bit about that a little later, but let's hear from Sosa and Reggie Love, two of the artists who were at the gate.
Unknown Preacher, LA, new generation hip hop gospel explosion. I'm here with my man Sosa Brown. And what's your name again, my man?
I go by Nick Is.
Nick Is, I likes, man. You guys just blew it up, man. What do y'all think about the show so far?
I think it's going well. You know, it was rocky getting here. The enemy tried to stop us, but as you see, we rolling along.
Yeah. I mean, we made it. I mean, we had some bumps in the road, but we got here.
God prevails. You know that.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. You talk about the devil. My laptop's not even working, so we're recording on the phone, man. So the enemy is real, y'all. But we're going to keep on pushing it for the Lord, man. I just wanted to pull y'all to the side. Thank y'all for what y'all doing, man. God bless you. I want y'all on the show for real, and do some real interviews in the future. So, yeah. Thank you, man. Any final words?
You know, praise God as always. I'm happy. I'm blessed. I feel grateful that he gave me this gift. So I would have to use it to edify his name.
Just taking it a step further and just, you know, giving to God the way, you know, God gave to us, you know. So
that's right.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brothers. I'll see y'all on the other side. Peace. So Reggie Love just blew it up, man. The kids were standing, dancing on stage. He was so engaged with the crowd. Reggie Love, we appreciate you, brother.
Man, thank you for being here, man. It was a blessing to get out there and just engage with the kids and just bring a good word of God to them.
Amen, amen. Hey, man, what else you got going on, man?
I got a couple shows coming up later in the month, and then in August, I'll be having my own back-to-school bash in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we're going to have about 10, 15 artists come in. Might even get some comedians in there.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Man, keep me posted on that, man. I have to be a spectator.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'll get you the flyer on that one.
All right, brother. Thanks again, Reggie Love, man. Much love, brother.
Wow, I have to say this. I had an awesome time. A lot of love for Christ, and the energy was in the room. But I also have to say this, executive director of the gate, Donna Hardy, Pastor Shepherd, Kathy Reese, and all the parents, thank you for trusting us with your children. We all know nowadays we have to be careful who we trust with our kids, so your trust doesn't go unnoticed. And this is the third episode of season two, and we're also on Radio One, on a Radio One station. So to God be the glory. And also some breaking news. We will be in North Carolina on September 21st at Peanut and Zell's Grocery Store. Peanut and Zell's Grocery Store, 137 Heiko Street, North Carolina. And we're giving out prizes. We are giving out prizes. More to come on that. And today's guest is definitely a woman who truly loves the kids in the community. She teaches them about service and giving back and volunteerism. And that's a powerful message. Donna has done so much through the years for the Kinston community. She retired, but when they needed that leadership, she came out of retirement. She's back at the gate leading by example. So please welcome to the Unknown Preacher LA, executive director of the gate, Donna Hardy. Donna, how are you?
Hey, Chief, how are you doing? I'm great. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th. It is great to hear from you, man. And I'm just excited about everything that took place at the gate and for your leadership and just for being on the program. So thank you. Yeah. So I met you, I think when I first came to Kinston 2016, and I think it was my first or second day, I was at a community meeting and you were on fire. You were telling
yes,
community stakeholders that the the center needed resources, and you did a call to action. I was impressed. I think either we exchanged numbers on day one, but I know I gave mine out, and I just right then I just knew there was something special going on. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, before we talk about...
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Hey, before we talk about the gate, tell us about, you know, yourself and what led you to the gate.
Well, I've lived in Kinston all my life. I'm married. I have... Will and I have two children. We have four grandchildren between our two kids that are married. And over the years, I've loved to volunteer, but it was really when I went to the gate in 2008, I started working with a lady who was teaching a Bible study there. And so we started mentoring these young ladies, and I just fell in love with it. And over time, people came and went, but I always stuck with it. I even moved for 3 years to Greenville and came back and still stayed with it through that as much as I could. So then in 2010, I was riding down the highway going to Greenville from Kinston, and I heard the Lord say, you know that they need a director. You're on the board, and I want you to take on that. Wow. Well, he said, wow. Yes, you are. So you see, he won out. And I just listened to what God has called me to do. And after 17 years, I'm still doing what God's called me to do. I love it. We're stronger at the gate than we have ever been. And it's because of Jesus and these precious kids and volunteers that we pour into every week.
Amen. And thank you for being obedient. Just to think, if you weren't obedient, where the gate would be, where the community would be. So,
well,
God bless you. I cut you off. Go ahead, Donna. You were saying
thank something. You. It's not always easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's not always easy, but it's worth it. Worth it, yes. Chief. You've seen that when you hear it. You know, nothing. Volunteering is not necessarily easy. And if easy, you're not doing what you need to be doing and what you're called to be doing.
Amen. Amen. So tell us about that first year, or like the first experience. I know there was tragedies that struck Kinston, and the gate was definitely part of that remedy. So can you kind of tell us about that?
Yeah. In 2006, the state of North Carolina actually designated Lenoir County as a tier 2 gang county. And that's the second most dangerous classification. And so in the inner city, there was a shooting that year between the Bloods and the Crips. We know who they are. 7 people were shot. 2 were killed. And one of those shot was the manager of the seedy Mr. Bingo Parlor. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bingo Parlor is where the gate is now. The owner, after his employee was shot, decided to close down. And they turned this building over the city. And Greg Smith had a vision. Greg Smith was our chief of police at the time. And he made the decision to invite churches of the Christian community to join. And we had local and state governments. And we did something radical. We provided a place to build gang-free relationships and a gang-free future. The city and the county worked together, Chief, to study. They went all over studying this to look at successful gang prevention programs across the country. And that's how the gate was born. And they had a grant of $150,000. And to save money, because it really costs more than that, everybody banded together, the police, the firefighters, and volunteers from all different areas. And they transformed Mr. Bingo into the gate. And the city government helps out even today with the upkeep. They're wonderful. They own the building. The city of Kinston owns the building. And they graciously allow us to use that building for the glory of God and to help these precious children. So I have to give a big shout out to the city for standing behind us.
Wow. What a remarkable story. I never knew that. So thank you for sharing, man. And I'm listening to it and I'm like, wow, this could be a blueprint. Other cities could follow that lead because I've seen the success at the gate. And I'm so impressed by the young people who show up and who are obedient in their own right. So, wow. Thank you for sharing that. I know COVID changed a lot of things, not just around the country, but in the Kents and Kentston specifically. But I was wondering, did it, because one of the programs one of the programs I was impressed by was the Boys to Men Lawn Care. Because I remember, like, in those hot summers, seeing those kids out in the city, you know, with leadership, you know, helping those in need. And so I'm hoping that COVID didn't change that. How's that program going? And can you tell us about it?
Well, I have to tell you, it did change that program. We tried to reinvent the program, restart it around 20 or 21, I guess. Mm-hmm. And the city told us we could not do it yet. They didn't feel like it was quote unquote safe. So we are still trying to restart the program. And I'll tell you why we can't restart it. The sad part is we can't restart it because we don't have men that will come and stand and work beside these young men. What we wanted to do was, instead of calling it Boys to Men Lawn Care Ministry, we wanted to call it Boys to Men Community and let the kids be taught by different people in the community where it is, how to change a tire, how to not just cut grass, how to change oil in a car, how to, you know, manners taught by a man instead of just me, to come alongside, to show financial literacy, to do those things that these young men don't have, because most of these young men, especially young ladies too, they don't have a father figure in the home. And that's what's really missing in their lives. And so we wanted to take Boys to Men to show them that we can come alongside them. Now, here's the problem. We don't have enough men in our community stepping up wanting to do that. All we simply need is one, if they would take just one Saturday a month, just one Saturday a month, and do it every, maybe three times a year, or if we have enough people, not even that much, and pour into these young men. They don't know how to act because no one's ever shown them what to do. They need a blueprint of the right way to live their lives. And people get so upset when they see kids doing things they shouldn't. But, you know, if they don't know, they don't know. And I'm not making excuses. I'm telling the truth. You can't expect a child not to know to do the things they're doing, to whether it's steal or lying or whatever it is, because if someone's never told them, they don't know. Now, once they know, the accountability begins, and we have a high degree of accountability at the gate.
Yeah. That's the Donna I remember. I love it. And our listeners, please, especially in the Kinston community, that's a sincere plea for they need our help. I actually just thought of something and that I'm going to share with you when we finish this interview, I think could help too. But wow, thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. What other program? Yeah. What other programs do you all have there, though?
Well, let me tell you what we do on Friday nights. On Friday nights, we have what we call Open Gate Friday. And it's kind of evolved over the years. And pre-COVID, we only had sixth graders and above. Okay. Post-COVID, that has changed. We have found if we want to reach especially the young boys, if we want to reach them before they're in middle school and then they've been exposed to what a gang life is, we have to get them young to make them not want to even look at that. So we start with kids 8 years old and above now. And a lot of people say, well, how do you mix 8 years old with middle schoolers and high schoolers? Well, one thing we want to do is pair up kids to understand that, you know, you have to be a role model for the younger kids and teach them how to do that. Number two, on Friday nights, what we do is we take our younger kids and we have a specific group of people who teach them Bible study in a separate area. And then we have family time for the older kids, which are about 12 years and above, where we sit down and we talk as a family. We have couches and we just sit around because they never get to do that. They don't know what family time at home is. And we just keep it real and we talk about anything and everything. And we're very blunt and open and they can say anything. It's a safe space. So we also have a meal together. Always a meal, because that's what families do. They have a meal together. And so we always provide food for them as well. So that's our Friday nights. But we've been very busy this summer. Our kids have gone to, several of them have gone, eight of them went to Explore Lenore. And that was through Lenore Community College. And that was a 2-week course that showed them all the different things that they could go into vocational training at Lenore Community College, because not every kid is cut out for college, a 4-year university. And they were tickled to death. They learned graphics. They went to the basic law enforcement training. They did culinary. They did all those different things that exposed them to what they could do one day, because no one's ever told them, you don't have to stay where you are. You can get out. You can make a difference. And that's what we try to teach our kids. There is a world beyond where you are right here, and we're going to give you every opportunity to reach whatever it is that you want to do in life. We did last week, they had Camp Inspire from Kinston Police Department, and seven of our kids went and actually did everything and anything that a police officer would do on a regular basis. They, one of the things they loved doing, when they went to the 911 call center and listened to calls there, they went to the pistol range. They did a lot of things that kids would never have known. And it was also a good time to get kids to understand that police are not your enemy. They're your friend, and let them see what they have to go through every day in trying to protect our community. We had Gate Vacation Bible School, and it was a great success. We had almost 40 kids, which is a lot for our facility. And they learned about Jesus, and they learned a Bible verse. One of the Bible verses that we talk about at the gate is 2 Timothy. Let's see. Let me get it for you real quick. I thought I had it here. It's 1 Timothy 4:12. This is kind of what our whole gate is built on. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. And as we tell them, if you do all those things, God's going to honor and bless you, and you're going to be the young men and women God's called you to be.
Amen. Amen. What a man, that's what. It's just so many positive programs. I've always been impressed. Do you have a success story that you can share with us that you can think of?
Actually, yes, actually, we have several success stories. There is, let me tell you about, there's two girls. I won't give names on here, but one's in 11th grade and one's 10 years old. And they're going to be in our School of Rock this summer at Elmore Community College. It's a theater production. And both of those young ladies who are sisters are going to be in that that production. And her, the sister, the 11th grader, was nominated this year for governor's school. She didn't get it, but she was nominated, which is a high honor. We have another young man. He's 15 years old, and he scored this past spring when they took the ACT. He scored the highest at Kinston High School on his ACT and 91st percentile in the country.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome.
He's a great young man.
I love hearing those stories. Hey, we're running out of time, but I can't leave without you sharing with our listeners how they can get involved, i.e. volunteerism, or supporting you all, financially. What can one do?
Well, financially, we certainly need it because we really exist from private donations. We can't get a lot of grants because we're faith-based, and a lot of grants don't want to work with faith-based nonprofits. But you can donate monetarily. Just look at the gate at kinston.org. You can donate online, or you can call and I can talk with you, or you can volunteer. Right now, we have an amazing group of volunteers. I think the other night we had 20 volunteers that are just top notch, that love these kids. They pour into them. I needed some extra help on Friday night earlier than I thought, and I put a call out and they were there in a second. They're there to love on these kids. And the more we have, we also desperately need tutors for the fall because we're starting a new tutoring program. We would love to have retired teachers that would come alongside us and tutor these kids. Unfortunately, we have kids 5th, 6th, 7th grade who still cannot even read, Chief. And we need kids to do better than that. We need help. So anybody who could come alongside of us would be wonderful, because we want these kids to have every opportunity any other child would have.
Thank you, Donna. I love it. God bless you. Don't forget to follow the Unknown Preacher LA podcast. We're on all podcast platforms.
It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown Preacher.